This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Giddy up, folks. Here we go with another hour of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. I can hardly look anymore at the calendar and see the amount of days counting down to Election Day because it is getting real, isn't it? It is getting real. Unbelievable. As we count down to the election, I have more of our interview with Governor Burgum coming up in just a little bit related to his comments about how important and how many things the Trump administration has done for North Dakota. Not a swing state, not a a state the president spends a lot of time in because he's very popular here, but one that his decisions have had dramatic impact on the state. As the governor put it, his decisions touch everything. And so I want to play that for you before the end of the hour today. Let me just finish with what he said, and then we're going to go to our guest and one of my favorite all-time guests on the planet Earth, Michelle Bachmann, about an event that will give you so much peace in the middle of this crazy storm we are faced with in this country in so many ways that I really look forward to that conversation. But let me finish with the governor, because he made a point to say, let me talk to your listeners about what we're going through. And I know a lot of you are frustrated, even though North Dakota is obviously one of the freest states, the least amount of restrictions, recommendations only. It's still, people are done. People are done at this point. I sense it. I feel it. I know it's there. So here's what the governor had to say as we wrapped up the interview.
Thank you, Scott. And I just want to thank you and thank all your listeners, because I know your listeners, they care about North Dakota. They're curious. They're reading. They're digging in. They're trying to learn stuff. We all got to bring our humility and curiosity. We're all in a period of pandemic none of us have been before. We're all navigating through it. But I would say, again, North Dakota, I think we're showing the rest of the nation on how you can keep your economy open, get kids back in school, protect your vulnerable. We have the fourth lowest fatality rate in the nation. And that's a fantastic that we're in that spot, because I think everybody here, they do care about their neighbors in North Dakota, and we're going to get through this thing, and I'm confident about that we're going to get through there, and I'm confident that you and your listeners are part of the path to get us through it.
All right, so there you go. A shout-out there, which I did appreciate on your behalf. Michelle Bachmann is here, ladies and gentlemen. Michelle is in Washington, D.C., preparing for an epic event called The Return. Welcome back, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's so encouraging to hear you, and it was so encouraging to hear the governor's words. I think both North and South Dakota have been exemplary examples to the nation. Unlike your neighbor to the east in my home state of Minnesota, where we've taken a completely different tact, and it's very difficult in Minnesota, but I'm proud of all of you in North and South Dakota and thankful for the governors who've made such wise decisions.
Minnesota is in flux right now. It's amazing. Jason Lewis's race looking good. I don't know. I haven't seen any numbers of Michelle Fishbach's race, but I know that the governor's actions have definitely come with a cost, and a lot of people have really woke up to the idea of what's going on. So we think that's
right. And if your listeners would just please take to heart this prayer request in the state of Minnesota, it's almost unbelievable. The Secretary of State, Steve Simon, has conspired to change our voting laws on his own. He is not the legislature. He doesn't have authority to change the election laws, but he did. He sits on the board of directors of a nonprofit called League of Women Voters. And so they conspired to put together what they called a consent decree, where they changed the election laws for voting, and they took it to a phony judge, and the judge put their stamp of approval on it. And essentially what it does is this. It allows ballots to be counted up to 8 days after the election, and Minnesota is the only state in the country where you don't have to have a postmark on the ballot. Now, how does that work? You don't even put your ballot in the mail. You don't have to have a postmark. So quite literally, someone could be printing up ballots in a back room, no postmark, no witnesses. You have no idea. They could be printed in China for all we know. They could literally be printed in China and be routed through different cities, flown in and be counted from some back room. That's the state of Minnesota. So I firmly believe in Minnesota. I think the people in this state, after all the violence that they have seen, I think the people of Minnesota will straight up vote for Donald Trump. I think they would vote for Jason Lewis for the United States Senate. But I think that is why we're seeing these unprecedented actions taken by the Democrat Secretary of State, Governor, Attorney General. They're turning the law on its head. They're making a mockery of the law. And I don't give up. What I do is I go to my knees. And so I am in prayer. And right now you're finding me in Washington, D.C. I'm here involved in multiple prayer efforts, linking up with every prayer organization there is, because America is quite literally on the brink. We need prayer. We are desperately in need of prayer. We need to turn to Almighty God. And that's what we're doing. Franklin Graham is having a prayer walk on Saturday where anyone is freely invited to come. That will start at the Lincoln Memorial and go to the U.S. Capitol. And Jonathan Kahn and others, many, many faith leaders from around the country are coming in. And beginning Friday night and going into Saturday, there'll be all-day prayer meetings on the Mall. I walked over there yesterday as I was prayer walking on the Mall just to pray over that area. There's many things that are going on. I'm leading prayer Zoom calls. Last night, there were about there's a whole group of us in a room who are on our knees here in Washington, D.C., praying. We're just crying out to God to save us in this election time, because the biggest problem of all that we're seeing, Scott, is this voter fraud through cheat by mail voting. That is very difficult to detect. So we're asking God to do the miracle that he would expose the hidden deeds of darkness that are happening with these elections. Only he could do that, and we're asking him to do exactly that.
I've said to our listeners the best cure for voter fraud is a landslide. Because,
amen. You know, so vote.
I mean, right? Remember the Norm Coleman race when they found 400 votes and stole that race for Al Franken?
Do I remember? Well, and really, the Al Franken, Norm Coleman stolen election, which everyone knows it was stolen, that is the template for the Democrats. They intend to win this presidential race through the courts. That's why they were also devastated by Ruth Bader Ginsburg dying, and that's why they don't want President Trump to put his choice on the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court was never supposed to be a super legislator where these justices decide law. They were supposed to interpret the law according to the facts and the law, but that isn't the way it's become. Now, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, with all due respect, was one of the biggest activists on the court. That's why the left liked her, because she did change law. That's not what she's supposed to do. Justices are supposed to be impeached for that. But she was a hero to the left because she gave them whatever laws they wanted. Laws that they couldn't get through the legislature, she would change. And that's why they revere her. Well, President Trump doesn't want that. He wants people who are going to interpret the law according to the U.S. Constitution. I have full confidence that's what we'll get in his newest nominee. But it's a very volatile time right now. People have to vote. It is the most crucial race in our lifetime. And again, in states like Minnesota, where they've set it up almost so that for a stolen election, that's where we have to pray. We have to double down our efforts. We have to vote, and we have to pray that God is going to expose this. And there are lawsuits that are filed to upend this. And we are praying and asking God for a positive result on these lawsuits.
This has been a proven formula in the past, and I know you were part of an effort, and there was a robust effort. I always tell people, if you look at political science, and you see Donald Trump coming down the escalator, and you see 16 household names, well-funded Republicans, defeated, and you see the Clinton machine defeated, and then you find out later that there were dossiers, and the federal government and the criminal apparatus was you know, cheating and doing things to the campaign, unbelievable, yet continued to win. I always say there's one explanation for that, and it's God. And
yeah.
I know you were part of that before. So what I'm getting at here is this works. I mean, it seems to me it's even more organized and robust this time versus 4 years ago, right?
It really is, and I think it's because we needed even more. People across the country saw that this was the last exit ramp for the survival of America when it was Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton. People didn't know Donald Trump. He was untested. He had never held public office. But yet people knew so much about Hillary Clinton. They knew they didn't want her, so they gave a chance on Donald Trump. Donald Trump, as the world has seen, has so overperformed in his office on every possible level. So now this time, whereas 4 years ago, the coup was behind closed doors, now these people don't even blush. The Democrats don't even blush. They're stealing elections in front of our faces. When you change election law and you require no postmark, no witnesses...
No, it's unbelievable. Hang on one moment more after this.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
The University of Mary never stops innovating. That's when we started a construction management program inside the new state-of-the-art School of Engineering. The program is for students who want to set themselves up for success in the construction field. Our curriculum and classrooms are designed for courses and labs to be taught simultaneously, connecting the theory learned in class with the real tasks students will encounter in their future careers. Discover the Mary difference at umary.edu/engineering.
PetroServe USA has some great specials all month long. Come on in. Get free t-shirts for $9.99. What a deal. Nestle 28 packs of water, $3.99. Kenny's 2-pound bag of gummies, $4.99. The Ice Mountain Water 1-liter jug, 2 for $1 or 69 cents each. How about Red Bull? 16-ounce cans, 3 of them for $7.50. And stock up on Pizza Corner Pizza, 2 for $12, too, at PetroServe USA. Great home cooking, grab and go convenience. PetroServe USA. H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Great homegrown company, not an Oklahoma company. This is a North Dakota company. Advanced Business Methods. It is the place we go when we need to upgrade the What's on Your Mind copiers and printers and office equipment. They're employee-owned. They're based right here, which means your money stays right here. And I've really learned about today's printers are not really just printers of old, right? They're high-end computers, data, analytics, and obviously hackers can get into your servers through your printers, so you want the security risk dealt with, the encryption They have all that. West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot, Dickinson. Go online. Find out more at abmnow.com, abmnow.com. Wrapping up our chat with Michelle Bachman. She is in Washington, D.C., set for a mega event. Now, the last numbers I heard were something like you expect 200,000 people on the mall and like a billion online. Is that right?
You know, I'm not exactly sure how many they're expecting. I know I was there yesterday. They have the stage all set up. And it is right on the mall between the U.S. Capitol and the Washington Monument. If you want a street address, it's 12th Street and Madison. Jefferson and Madison parallel each other, and the mall is in between. But 12th and Madison is where it is. And it holds, you can get a million people on the mall. So I don't know how many people will come. A lot of people will be online. Obviously, probably more will join online than actually being there in person. But I think the whole purpose of this is for people to humble themselves, come to a solemn assembly, and come before God and contend for our nation. Ask God to be gracious and merciful to our nation and hear the cry of our prayer. That's really it. And you're going to hear people all day long. It will begin on Friday night. The focus will be on young people because we need to transfer our faith to the young people. And then Saturday, the whole day then will be dedicated just to crying out to God and asking for his mercy.
You can plug in with all these activities at thereturn.org. Things start tomorrow night, all day Saturday, and a lot of things going on. But just the overall effort, I think, is very inspirational. However you decide to do what they're going to be doing as part of this effort is quite simply just pray. It's to take all your anxiety, all your concern and worry and you know, what ifs, and just say, I'm just going to pray. Not until election. I'm going to pray about all this. Yeah, pray for the president.
Right,
pray for the rule of law to be upheld. You know, I mean, this isn't, we aren't asking for anything crazy. We're just asking for some protection against the crazy ideas that the left's throwing at us right now and to stand up for what's right.
That's exactly right. The Bible says perfect love casts out fear. We don't have to be in fear. That's the point. But we do turn to God for all of that. I'll be speaking early in the morning, and there'll be people all day long. I think it's going to be an absolutely inspirational day. And after all the violence we've been viewing on TV, I think this will make people feel so much better, so encouraged, so inspirational. And so I'm encouraging everyone to go to thereturn.org, tune in, and I think that's where we'll find our inspiration.
By the way, there's talk today that Chuck Schumer is going to keep the Senate in all weekend long. So it'd be nice if, you know, some of those folks were there to be participating and seeing the power of prayer firsthand in Congress as well. So we'll hope that happens. Michelle, thanks for your time.
Okay.
It sure
does.
Bye-bye. Take care. Thank you very much. Michelle Bachman, prayer warrior. That's what she is now. Former member of Congress and one of the spitfires in Congress. Plus, remember her run for president? You guys remember that?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
She was on fire. Didn't she win Iowa? I think she won the Iowa straw poll and was on fire.
I was surprised how fast she kind of went away. I was expecting her to come back around and
she
stay
really
involved.
Just turned her political life off and headed to things more deeply spiritually. I mean, if she said it, yeah. I don't know what I'm doing next. I'm just gonna pray about it and go. But she's really something. James in Bismarck, let's get you in here. You've been waiting for a while. What's on your mind?
Hi, Scott. I want to thank you for taking my call again. I love your show. I guess my comments are about the governor. You know, one thing I don't hear being talked about anywhere is how this is affecting families. We've been on quarantine twice, and my wife lost her job once because of this, even though the employer won't openly admit it. But why doesn't the governor reach out to families that have to be quarantined for up to 24, 28 days? I've had to do it twice. So he can see what these effects, what these regulations, what these emergency declarations are doing. I challenge him to call me. I've reached out to him several times through emails, and there's never been a response. Why are we not talking to these families and how this is affecting them? That's my question.
Yeah, and James, I think what you suggest makes a lot of sense, right? I mean, just the policy says this. Now, what's the impacts? What does that mean? And why don't you do this? Why don't you send me an email, just Scott H. at flagfamily.com, Scott H. at flagfamily.com, or studio at what's on your mind radio.com, studio at what's on your mind radio.com, either one, and I will forward it on to the governor. I've had some emails and texts today that I'm doing just exactly that because, you know, as you heard the governor say, respects the audience, knows the passion. He's a regular guest here. He doesn't shy away from coming on. He's not pulling a Joe Biden. So, you know, he understands. But I think the more he hears, the better. I think, you know, he even said himself. The health apparatus, the state health department, the health departments, they have a role in its recommendations to elected leaders. But elected leaders got to make the decisions. You know, taking that as one piece of advice. So I think what you're talking about is a good idea. Here is the governor, by the way, on President Trump. I promised to play that for you from our interview earlier. Listen to what he says about how important this race is for North Dakota. That is the presidential race.
I tell you, that is important for North Dakota, whether it's ag, whether it's energy, you know, the set of policies that have been brought forth, the red tape, the regulation cutting. As a governor, I can speak to everybody and say, look, it is a game-changing. It's been game-changing on the positive for our state. It doesn't matter whether you're in K-12 school, long-term care, roads and bridges, parks and rec, you name it. There isn't a budget in our state that's not been affected positively by the red tape reduction and the economic growth that we've seen under this administration. And so we certainly hope that we get a chance to operate under that for another 4 years.
How's that for amazing? Lisa Mandan, you're next in What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Lisa.
Hi, Scott and Todd. I'm calling about the Cruising for Trump 2020. And it's happening this Sunday, September 27th at noon. This started out as North Dakota Classics Cruising for Trump 2020, and it's just turned into something so much bigger. Classics from all over both North and South Dakota are planning to enter the I-94 interstate, just, you know, via their closest exit, and cruise with Trump flags and signs. And I just want everybody to fill the I-94 lanes across our state, Minnesota and North Dakota. We're going to meet at the border. North Dakota is challenging Minnesota. See how many vehicles we can get on the I-94 with Trump flags and supporting our president. And we need to turn Minnesota red. So come on, Minnesota. Meet us at the border. And
sounds like a blast. By the way, Facebook page, Memory Lane Auto Restoration, LLC, has all the details on this. It is Sunday at 3:30. I think this is so fantastic. It'll be so fun. Call Lisa if you have any questions, 701-663-3134. Thanks so much for the call. I hope folks find those classic cars and get out
there.
It's time.
Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, you know, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got 5 tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's help them build back because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them... No, it's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And he'll help you find your family with that map. JuvenTours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump and First Lady Melania pay their respects to the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg as her casket lies in repose at the U.S. Supreme Court. The first couple met by some protesters outside the building as they arrived.
We reject your stolen court!
Those protesters angry that the President and Senate Republicans are moving quickly to fill the vacancy before November's election. President Trump expected to nominate a conservative woman to succeed the liberal Ginsburg on Saturday. Louisville police say 127 people have been arrested after the decision in the Breonna Taylor shooting case. Demonstrators filling the streets yesterday after learning there were no charges in the actual death of Taylor from a grand jury against the officers involved. And this is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Like Grandma and Grandpa used to play.
This ain't no Led Zeppelin.
And I'll float on down the river.
By the way, somebody else asked if the return that we just talked to Michelle Bachman about is the same event that Mike Lindell is talking about. It has been talking about it, and it is.
Yes, it is.
Yep. It is the same event. Mike Lindell, trying to remember. I guess it was an interview we did Friday in Bemidji where the president was talking about it. So it is the same event. My daughter sent me a text about two hours ago. Says, how about this, guys? Can you help me understand this whole Breonna Taylor situation? So my reply now, every break I've used the reply, that's about the equivalent, I think, of a 10-minute conversation by text. I probably should have just called her. What do you say? But what I said was, you know, okay, we're lionizing this woman. It's sort of like the George Floyd thing. And this is where I think people go so wrong. Because, first of all, Breonna Taylor, George Floyd, Jacob Blake, they're human beings. And by my way of thinking, they're made in the image and likeness of God. No different than any of us. We're all like that. So I don't think anything less of them at all. What I think is crazy is this idea that you turn them into some sort of, hero. Breonna Taylor was not a hero. George Floyd was not a hero. They're a human being. They deserve our love and respect. All of that. I'm not saying they're, you know, subhuman or anything. They're equal with all of us. But they're not elevated to be some sort of lionized figure. Breonna Taylor had a drug dealer for a boyfriend who used her address for his drug deals. Guess what? That's going to get you some notice by the drug task force. I'm sorry. And then they come into the apartment and they knock, by the way, and announce themselves, and they didn't have to based on the thing. And what happens? One of the officers gets shot.
Candace Owens has a great tweet. She says,
What generally happens when you get shot?
You get,
when you're a law enforcement officer, you generally get, you know, a response from...
Shoot back.
Yeah. You're going to shoot back. And, and again, there was two people in there, one the old boyfriend and one, I guess, the new boyfriend, and one the drug dealer, and the other one was in trouble as well. You're just hanging with the wrong crowd. You're doing it at your house, and those are things that can happen.
You're going to love this. Idiot take, says Candace Owens. Breonna Taylor must have been shot because she was black and not because her boyfriend was a career criminal drug dealer who fired at police first while she was standing behind him. It's all racism.
Oh, this is so sakes.
It's so ridiculous.
It's so bad.
Always remember, never let the truth get in the way of a good story.
Well, there you go.
Before we continue here with the program, I do need to tell you about my friend, Mike Lindell. I just mentioned him. Mike is going to be part of this effort. He will speak on the steps of the... He's the one who told me 200,000 people to expect. I don't know how they know that, if they were doing like RSVPs, but 200,000... on the mall, physically actually there in D.C., and then like 1.2 billion watching across the globe. Woof! That'll be something. And I bet a lot of folks are going to come and say, Mike, can I have a picture with you? And the reason they want a picture with you is because he's the best pillow maker on the planet Earth. That's what he is. He invented the best pillow ever. And that has led to the best mattress and the best mattress topper and the best sheets and beach towels and blankets and bath towels and products that are great, all at exceptional savings when you use the promo code SCOTT. Promo code SCOTT. 800-228. I'm sorry, 800-506-9028 is the toll-free telephone number. Just use the promo code SCOTT when you call, 800-506-9028, or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code SCOTT. All right, two more segments to go on the show. Let's get some of your calls in. Remember, on a day like today where we have a fair amount of gas so we don't get all the calls in, we have a 24-hour, 7 days a week hotline. The Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo hotline. That's what we think of our listeners. You have that Be the Buffalo spirit. You turn to the storm, just like the good folks there are doing. It's everywhere in North Dakota. Celebrate it. Call us, 855-200-1776. To Dickinson and Dave, what's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning, Scott. I've watched this deal with Trump, you know, since before he got elected. The Democrats have been trying to get rid of him. They tried with Russia, tried to pull a coup, and it looks like they're going to try to do something again. So I would support, with this COVID-19 and people not being able to get out and vote in person, I would support Donald Trump declaring martial law and suspending elections until the virus is over with and under control. And under martial law, he can suspend two-thirds of Congress and get rid of all them troublemaking Democrats for a while, clean up all our cities, and put an end to all that, you know, stuff that the Democrat
I know your heart is in the wrong or in the right place, Dave. But can you imagine how many heads would explode if the president declared martial law to fix things?
Riots? Holy cow!
They would lose their mind. It's needed, no doubt about that. With some of when you refuse, like Portland, to enforce the law, Minneapolis. What's our reaction to the rioting? Well, let's defund the police department.
What are you going to do? Make a fentanyl Floyd highway freeway in Minneapolis? Probably. I talked to my cousin in Minneapolis the other day. He said they're changing the name to Murderapolis because so many people are getting shot.
That is so sad. I appreciate the call, Dave. Thanks a bunch. We'll float that idea, see if anyone else agrees, but I'm guessing it's not going to go too far with the president at the White House. We'll see. We'll see. Texter says, has anyone else noticed the COVID numbers went up in North Dakota after more places mandated masks? Should they not have went down? They are not the answer that people think they are. Make it worse when you touch a door handle and touch your mask. Just my opinion. And also, stop getting tested. If the numbers don't go down, nothing will change. Figure it out, people. We have to do this ourselves because our governor must be getting a dollar with every mask sold or something. All right. Appreciate the input and the feedback on the program. I do have to say this. Joe Biden is now wearing a mask always, even when he talks at press conferences. And I think he doesn't do press conferences, but he did some event where he talked to, six, seven supporters and they clap and he leaves. He touched his mask approximately 15 times.
Uh-oh.
During the, it was hilarious. Okay, we found the one and only Jason Lewis, and I have one and only topic to talk about today with Jason, so this works. Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. This is North Dakota's adopted Senate race, South Dakota's adopted Senate race. We would hope America's adopted Senate race because he has a great chance to defeat Tina Smith in the upcoming election if we can do just a little bit more in the way of, bucks in the coffers. Jason, welcome back. How are you?
Scott, always good to talk with you, my friend. Yeah, that's it, really. I mean, she's going through her Rolodex of multinational corporations who have outsourced jobs to China. I think we're at $70,000 plus so far. And it's easy to raise money. So we're neck and neck in this race. So we just got to keep up financially. So remember, we'll be one of 100 senators. Doesn't matter where you live in the country. You better hold that firewall. So help us out at Lewis4MN. That's F-O-R-M-N.
I was talking to Senator Kevin Cramer this morning, I guess, and he did say at their one of their meetings yesterday they got a briefing on all the races around the country, and he said it's just amazing how tight these races are, so many of them, but specifically mentioned your race and how winnable it is, but also said, he needs more money. He needs more. He's up against, a fundraising juggernaut. Like you say, they're doing the Rolodex. They're going to do it to the president, too, right? I mean, Joe Biden, way more money, and a lot of races around the country, way more money. So and that's one way to help.
Isn't
folks.
It odd, the party that wants money out of politics sets fundraising records every single cycle? Isn't it odd that they got money funneled in from George Soros to Tom Steyer to Act Blue to multinationals? I mean, it's just shocking. They are the corporatist party. And they're big corporate titans in Silicon Valley, and quite frankly, those who are outsourcing jobs, Minnesota jobs to China, are feathering their nest because they like the status quo, and that really is why they've got so much more money. These people, there are no, in a Democrat world, there are no economic entrepreneurs. There are only political entrepreneurs. And the difference is you get government to give you, say, a legal exemption from liability. If you're Alphabet, if you're Google, if you're Facebook, if you're Twitter, and then you beat the tar out of it and censor, beat the tar out of conservatives and promote gaslighting by the left with that carve out from Washington, D.C. That's what we've got. And those people fund Democrats.
They fund Democrats. And if we don't use grassroots dollars to help, we have, at the end of the day, sort of what we can expect. Because there has to be a match. I mean, I don't imagine 40 days to election day there's any chance that you match her in fundraising or outraise her, but it's a matter of at least getting to the point where, there's not a big disparity and her ads are 2-1, 3-1 against yours, right?
Well, and we're closing in on that. I mean, we're going to raise $2 million this quarter, which is more than we've ever raised. People from all over the country are now pouring money in because I wouldn't say pouring money in, but contributing in because they see Minnesota now as winnable as we do. But you're right. You don't have to match them dollar for dollar. You have to raise enough to be competitive. So anybody that wants to protect the Senate, the last firewall, no matter where you live, folks, go to Lewis4MN. That's LewisForMN.com. And look, we're going to need to flip a state other than Alabama. We're going to hold the Senate.
All right.
And Minnesota's the next best shot.
North Dakota, you can do this. As you heard Governor Burgum talk about the difference a Trump administration has meant to North Dakota, same thing goes for a Republican Senate because they're the ones passing the rules
right.
and laws as well. So, Jason,
as I tell people, Scott, as I tell people, Kevin Cramer is Minnesota's best senator. and that's certainly the truth right now. And I can be one of North Dakota's best senators, right?
Exactly. Yep. You guys can all be wingmen for each other.
Throw
Hovind in there, too. Exactly right. Thanks, Jason. Talk to you soon.
You bet, bud. Bye-bye.
Lewis4MN.com. That's F-O-R. Lewis4MN.com. Brought to you today by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. If you're looking at that bottom line, starting to plan budgets, saying, oh, boy, where am I going to find some extra dollars here? A lot of folks have found it by calling H.A. Thompson & Sons. Say, you maintain our HVAC systems. Over 1,000 buildings do this, and they save money. Find out more at hatandsons.com or call them today. Back to the phones we go. Here's Luke from Red Trenchless. Luke, where are you at?
Hey, Scott. Today we are over in Fargo, actually, West Fargo over in Horace, doing some bursting over here. We've got a couple different projects going on. We got the HDD division doing some boring, and we're checking out some sewer lines here. We're going to see if we're going to reline them or if we're going to burst them and pull some new pipe in there for the customer.
Red Trenchless is your headache-free solution for trenchless residential and commercial drilling technology. And tell us a little bit about trenchless technology. What does that mean?
Basically, trenchless means you're going to eliminate the headache, the mess. You're not going to see all the dirt, the grass won't be tore up. We're going to go below all that stuff. It's very painless, and it's very quick, easy process.
That means less disruption of traffic, business, of life. So go to reddrilling.com, 2Ds, reddrilling.com, or call for an estimate, 701-204-0404.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, home to great family fun and great wellness products. The Hot Spring Spas, the saunas. We don't talk enough about the game tables because that's a lot of family time. That's a lot of laughs. That's a lot of great competition. Vince Webker's here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. What do you got on the floor?
We got a little bit of everything from Olhausen Brunswick billiard tables, shuffleboard tables, table tennis, air hockey, bubble hockey, and foosball. And again, when you look at the year 2020, what else are we going to do but hang out in our home and have some great times together playing these wonderful games made by Olhausen and Brunswick? And the good news is we know it's going to be a busy fall and busy winter, and we have stocked up in those products, and we're excited to get them into your home and make your basement more beautiful and funner than ever.
Vince, thank you. Vince Webker, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, West Fargo, and Grand Forks 2, online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com, driving your life away in that brand new Buick, or a late model, perhaps. Like a friend of mine just got, like what I've got, a 2018 Buick. She was looking for something all-wheel drive, some good gas mileage, low miles. You know what? There are plenty online to pick from. Most come with that Schwann Lifetime Powertrain Warranty, the best in the business. Your trade right now may be worth more than you think. And, oh, by the way, the finance rates are some of the lowest in years. Hundreds to choose from. Shop, click, drive at SchwannBuickGMC.com, Scott.
All right. Somebody just asked about the event today with Vice President Mike Pence and Ivanka Trump in Minneapolis. We had a guest last hour saying everybody was welcome if you wanted to come to that. And they found the event on the website, which shows a 2 o'clock event, and then she had mentioned when she was on with us, Aaron Perrine, 3 o'clock. I think the entry is between 2 and 3, so you just got to get there by 3, just to answer that question. And sign up at DonaldJTrump.com, click on events, okay? And I guess you could make it if you really have a heavy foot, right? Head out right now? Be a little tight, but... And that's just from the obviously the valley. You get a little further west, a little tough to do, but further east, you can get down there no problem. So it is open to the public, though. They wanted us to make sure we let you know. So I let you know, and now you know. And
Jim the Flagpole Guy is here, ladies and gentlemen, with a brand spanking new shiny website. You got to check that out, ndflagpoleguy.com. Everything you could possibly need right there. Answer all your questions about the farm attach. And we had so many folks pick one up at Big Iron. They're loving those, getting those all set up and ready to go. The farm attach flagpole or any of the other flags, accessories, poles, the whole thing. Check it out at ndflagpoleguy.com. Welcome back to the program, Jim the Flagpole Guy. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, America. Good morning, Patriots. Hey, what a great day to be alive. You know, the masks conversation seemed to go, and I want to just be careful and say it's a deadly virus, and some very good friends of mine have got it, and you don't want it, okay? But, you know, it's also political season, so we need to balance all the information. And I would just like to share some information based on my testimony, and I wrote a little poem. You want to get a cup of coffee and a little tea and crumpets there, Scott, and listen up?
I'm not a tea and crumpets kind of guy. I got my Diet Pepsi. I'll listen with that, though. You go ahead.
Okay. People touching their masks. That's the name of it. 100 hotels since May caused me to keep track. 400 gas station and restaurant contacts remind me, don't be lax. Wash your hands, stay to the back, be respectful, and don't scream back. Jesus remind me we're all hurting and need compassion. And then I got a phone call and was interrupted. But I think that's all that home really needs, Scott.
That is, and yeah.
We just need to use our common sense. And we need to be taught, we need to be treated like we're adults using common sense. If we do that, we'll be okay.
So well said. Common sense. Don't be panic. Panic gets you nothing. Being overly, you know, sort of distracted is probably not the right word, but just consumed with it, so you're not doing anything else right. You're just always, you know, hanging on every word about, you know, the account or somebody's story at school or whatever. What I'm most encouraged about, we had a conversation with Governor Doug Burgum last hour. The governor said kids should be back in school 5 days a week. We want that. Okay, now at the same time, we got some counties that are obviously having a heightened level of awareness because of the numbers, largely of younger people. The uptick that's happening in senior living, got to watch that. But, you know, the question is, okay, how do kids go back 5 days a week and have mom and dad feel like they're safe and they're great? And compared to what they would do outside of school, you know, a better solution. So, yeah, be smart.
Yeah.
Be smart.
So, speaking of smart, you know, I sent you a picture of that new Trump windsock that we have. It's a
8-foot,
8-inch size with a 2-foot throat. Most beautiful thing. And Ms. Gail Vandell from Botano and her husband's listening, my buddy Opel. Hey, this woman created such a work of art. I would like to donate it to John Lewis's campaign fund. But why don't we auction it off or something, Scott? We'll create some kind of, because we're going to put it on ndflagpoleguy.com Facebook page, I think. And there's some
pictures. That's a good idea.
But you should see the work that this lady put into this. That's good old North Dakota talent. She and, well, anyways, it's a beautiful windsock. What if we auctioned it off to a Patriots campaign? I don't even know if that's legal or how to do it, Scott, but I just want to give, and I would think it would be a great
it's a great idea. It is a sharp looking flag. It really is. Are you calling it a socket?
It's a I call it a Trump windsock.
Windsock, okay. All right. A sharp windsock, and it literally says Trump right on it, and it has that look from the airport. It's very, very nice. It's good stuff. ndflagpoleguy.com or call him at 701-571-FLAG. He is a patriot. And if you don't yet have a flagpole planned, let's get to it. Home or business, for sure. Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Don't forget about those farm attachers.
Oh, yeah. Call and get that farm attach. That is not, they're nothing better than that. Nothing. That's fantastic. That's for sure. Hey, don't forget, lunch is served. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, today. Pulled pork or French dip sandwich in Valley City. Meatloaf dinner in Harwood. Chicken fettuccine in West Main Avenue, West Fargo. PetroServe USA. Lunch specials today. Always the best home cooking and great grab-and-go convenience and low prices on Petro. Unleaded 88. God bless.
Moving soon? Go with a pro. Get a move estimate from Action Movers. It's easy. Now offering virtual moving quotes. Meet with one of their relocation consultants virtually from your smartphone and at your convenience. Or if you prefer, they'll come to your home or business and guide you through a stress-free move experience. Get same-day estimates with honest, straightforward pricing. Whether you're moving your home, your office, your employees, they can help you every step of the way because they make moving easy. 701-566-5532. ActionMovers.com. The only way to move.
Life can be hard, especially these days, and it's impossible to ignore all the stresses closing in. But it's nothing a sip or two of North Dakota sweet crude can't help. That smooth old family cinnamon and spice moonshine recipe is there to help you relax at the end of a crazy day, whether you left the house or not. North Dakota sweet crude. It's good to know you can still step back and relax with a drink created at a simpler time. North Dakota sweet crude liqueur. Ask for it by name or find a new recipe at crudespirits.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit FifthSeasonFinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit FifthSeasonFinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.